Important features of the manor was that, at least in northwestern Europe, and there were regional differences, I must stress, and to a large extent, we're going to look at northwestern Europe, which prevailed in England, in France, and western Germany. Northern Italy was, and central Italy were quite a world in their own. But at least in northwestern Europe, we see that the manor was really based on the exploitation of labor in the form of peasants who were serfs. Families that were not free, that were under the authority of their lord, and yet had certain, the lord had an enormous number of seigneurial rights over them, actually could handle matters of justice, but were not slaves. And there is a very distinct distinct classification here made in the documents. Slaves were people who were captured, usually destined for foreign markets, who would be sold as chattels, as possessions, where serfs were in quite a different category. They probably evolved out of various dependent land tenures from the late Roman age, particularly the so-called coloni that appear in Roman legislation in the 4th and 5th century. But by the 9th century, they are defined in Western Europe as those owing labor services to their lord. That is, they had to plow and perform all sorts of labor, that transporting of goods, harvesting, on the demesne, on the land owned by their lord, their landlord. In addition, the serfs worked their own fields in a variety of arrangements, sometimes communally, sometimes separately, and from their own fields, they paid rents in kind. This would be produce or animals or whatever. Now, this arrangement that characterized northwestern Europe in the 8th and 9th centuries, when we have these Carolingian records, was at a pretty low level. In many ways, the productivity of these manors were quite below what you would have had of a Roman villa of the 2nd century A.D., we have limited documents, but archaeology has come to our assistance and has also indicated how, in some ways, as one famous historian of early medieval Europe, economic historian Georges Duby put it, the incredibly routine and even boring diet produced by this form of agriculture was relieved by the prospect of starvation at regular intervals. Tools were scarce. Carolingian inventories, records, report iron tools as a precious commodity. Most of the tools were wood. The extent and range of crops were fairly limited. Mostly grains, oats, barley, wheat. You had both summer grains, lentils. Much of your meat was still acquired from hunting, and there was a tendency of lords to maintain large forest zones that were separate. These were in England later consolidated as a whole separate area under its own judicial system directly tied to the crown, but meadows were kept separate for pasturing of animals, forest for hunting. There were restrictions on what serfs could do in these forest zones. They could not chop down trees, but they were allowed to collect dead wood for fuel. There are a whole variety of arrangements in these manors, on each manor. So that life was remarkably localized. The lords restricted the activities and movements of their serfs. And nonetheless, from this almost elementary system, Western Europe recovered. Western Europe made strides. It was a long process. It was a process that probably stretched out over 400 years, although in the last 150 years before the Crusades, the pace of change had picked up significantly.